For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
CH Saturday, welcome back. Joe Jr., John Serino, CH Insurance in your corner every day, every way. Log on to chinsurance.cc today to bundle that home and auto. I'm Mike Lindsley, host of the ML Sports Platter. I'm remote today in Maryland. We make things work. Don't cancel on a Friday night like the guy in purple. You know, we got to make sure we carry through the weekend. Guys, welcome aboard. It's been obviously a really difficult week for everybody in the city of Syracuse.
Good morning, Mike. Definitely our sympathies to the officers, their families. You know, everyone had wore blue flags, half mask. It's been, you know, our sign turned blue, you know, but deepest sympathies, tough week. Golfing legend Chuck Jonick, Cicero Golf Shop, 30 years, John, fitting golf clubs. So, you know, our prayers and thoughts go to all the families.
He was a great man. He had a couple of lessons from him. Didn't really help my game, but I had a couple of lessons from him.
Yeah, no doubt. He was terrific. I had some moments with him as well, and definitely sending out hugs to everybody because it's been a hard week for everyone, no doubt about it. As far as the business side is concerned today, guys, we got a really important topic in terms of, you know, getting those small business owners what they need, Joe. And I know it kind of starts with, you know, the top and gets right to the bottom. But a real core piece, John, Joe, you guys want to get into that to help out local
small business owners? Yeah, to start off, we'll kind of talk about just, you know, the impacts of small business insurance and what people should be thinking about, whether they're going into business, trying to secure insurance, or maybe handling a renewal through the years. And right. And just some five little tips, Mike, that John and I wanted to share. And we do have a sheet, but it is on top of my head. It's the type of industry, really, that these business owners are in, right? The type of industry. Are they a contractor? Are they a repair shop? Are they selling cars? Are they cutting trees, right? Are they a small nonprofit? Know that there's industry focus programs that we have at CH Insurance as an independent agent that can give them different carriers at different premium levels with different industries. Don't think you're with the right carrier. We hope you are, but we will able to hopefully apply credits, maybe enhance coverage with the different carriers that we have. So the industry you're in is very important. The second piece would be location, Mike. Are they in the rural area? Are they up in Central Square where you live? Or are they in a city, right? So property rates take different premium exposures based on maybe where you're located in the county.
Right. Now take a breath. Let me take number three.
Okay, go ahead, Johnny.
So number three and four, we're going to combine them together, right? Because they all deal with employees and then the payroll that's associated with the employees, right? So that drives workers' compensation expenses and exposure. The more employees you have, the more exposure you have to a workers' comp claim. The more payroll you carry as a company, which drives up the premium. However, like Junior mentioned earlier, it's all about the exposure. If you're a contractor, your hazard is going to be much higher than a floral shop who is just pushing roses over a counter is much less. So your rate is going to be much less. So that is another, that's number three and four combined.
You combined them. Good job.
Yeah, excellent.
But to piggyback off what John said, comp's very important, but sometimes the general liability can be rated. We have carriers that can rate on payroll or sales. So we want to give you the best of both worlds. They may be paying $10,000, Mike, for their program on sales of whatever, $250,000, we may have a carrier that rates that same exposure on the payroll that might be less. And as a result, they might be at $7,500. So just know when you're talking to your agent, the different scenarios to manage it. And then I'll let you handle number five.
And then the last one that we all try to avoid, we do our best, is claims, right? You know, claims drives hazard and it drives exposure up. So if you can avoid with having a good safety program, putting procedures in place to bring people back to work on light duty, if they go out on a claim, is going to drive down your exposure and drive down your premium.
Yeah. And what we do here at CH, Mike, all of our agents and our staff, look, you have insurance, there's going to be claims. Okay. That's what you're paying for. You know, we want to help you guide through the claim process. And I know we spoke about that months ago. But when you're renewing your policy or trying to get a better policy, you want to have someone telling the right story, Michael. And that's what we do at CH. You know, we're all about the story, but that's what we bring to the customer or prospect that's seeking insurance, to tell the story to our partner carriers to give them the best renewal or the best new proposal when they come in.
Is that we have a claim consultants on staff. Seeing the claim exposure and resolving the claim as quickly as possible.
Who is that, John?
Well, it happens to be my son, John Jr. So he does a great job. He handles a lot, all of our personal lines and small business. And then we have Pat Leone, who is just a veteran in the business and is handles our larger claims.
So as you know, Michael, we'll end the boring insurance talk. We've got a great team, great culture. We love what we do, and we make insurance fun. So we'd love anyone out there to give us a call. We'll take care of them.
I tell you this, I'm looking at the back there with a CH insurance background, and there's all this room on the top and the bottom. It's simple and it looks really classy, but I could see some big heads at the top and the bottom. I could see, I mean, Joe Jr., if he's not on there, come on. But you got Dan, John Serino, you get Dave Graham.
Joe Sr., Michael.
Joe Sr., well, he would have the biggest one for sure. And then, yeah, you'd have to, you know, you could put some big heads up there.
He'd be the biggest one.
No doubt. Hey,
he's the biggest one. He's a quick legend in the start.
Absolutely. Scotty Scheffler, what a machine, obviously. You know, he is a guy right now, you know, Brady Jordan, you know, Gretzky, Tiger, the elites of the elites in sports, they make it look like they're always perfect, even though we know everyone isn't perfect. You can't go 1,000 for 1,000, but they make it look that way because they are so amazing. But what they do is sometimes when the door is open or, you know, they take the foot off the throat a little bit, when they're not perfect, what does everybody else do with it, right? And many times they just slam the door back in your face and they put the foot back on the throat. Scotty Scheffler, I got to tell you, he's getting that, man, because round three, he starts double bogey, bogey on the back, gets eagle, birdie, 13, 15, cancels those strokes out, 17 bogey, you're wondering, ooh, maybe losing. Nope, birdie's 18. And then they're all tied, that group of four at minus six. He goes off and running 6 and 9 holes, you know, birdies, and everybody else is struggling. Morikawa's all over the place. Homa hits it in the bush, the whole deal. I think that is a huge thing, Scheffler. He's starting to get that legendary quality of, come on in, nah, I got this thing. That I mean, that's what champions do.
Yeah, he was pretty – it was very impressive. Very impressive. Yeah,
I just love his game and the consistency. Everybody complains about his putting. Are you kidding me? I love his putting. You
know, he makes the most important ones. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he just doesn't show any. He doesn't show any intimidation, you know? He's not nervous. He's out there, and he's just doing his thing.
You're right, and that helps in this sport, right? It's kind of like Mariano Rivera. I mean, he was the same way, calm, And if he loses, he goes back out the next day. But it was the personality that had him rise to the occasion. Real quick, guys, to make sure that we get right to the end here flawlessly. Are there any final thoughts here, CH or otherwise?
Well, one more sport comment with golf. Talked about it this morning a little with Perry now. Nelly Korda going for number five. Chevron, Mike, I think this is a major. Five in a row. So kudos to her, an American against all the world.
Yeah.
And we have the top American really every week, but going for number five.
No doubt about it. Yeah, tremendous player. That swing is built from the golf gods as well. If you want to model a swing after somebody, tell you what, take a look at Nelly Korda. There's no doubt about that. John Cirino, Joe Jr., my guys, of course, from CH Insurance, always in your corner every day, every way. Log on to chinsurance.cc for more information. And one more time from all of us, hugs and love sent to everybody, the families of the officers, and obviously the family of Chuck Jonick as well. Just been a tough week in Central New York, and we're all there for you. Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great weekend. Safe travels back.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.